We have to. I can see you.
I can touch you! I won't, without consent. These are the kind of jokes you can only get in person.
That's true. Alright, so welcome back, everybody, or welcome to our first session of this very small three-player campaign. Well, I guess two-player, one DM. And so you all are back this time in the Devalian Peninsula. Colleen gave you some sheets there if you need them. And so real quick, I just want you to go ahead and introduce your characters, what your name is, and just name, class, and like your ideals and bonds and flaws, I think. Start with you, Colleen.
Sure. So my name is Tony. I was previously known as Professor Meowington. Don't call me that.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a name I've previously had. I am a tabaxi wizard. Lawful neutral. What else did you want?
Oh, your personality traits, ideals, bonds, and flaws.
Okay. For personality traits, I'm well-read. I've read every single book.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I like to tell people. And I am a cloistered scholar with library access, which is exciting. And I've been searching my whole life for the answer to a specific question.
Mm-hmm.
And easily distracted by the promise of information. And I don't run from demons like normal people. I like to study their anatomy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
And Caitlin, your character class and just your kind of personality, ideals, bonds.
Taika, she is a tiefling fighter. She is incredibly slow to trust. Even the most honest have something to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Ideals, everybody for themselves. Number one all the time. Bonds, trying to get away from quote unquote family, because it's not really family-ish. And then my flaw, do not expect me to save those who can't save themselves.
Fair enough.
Every man for himself.
All right. So, we start this campaign in the city of Tabar, the city of the lights. A port city on the coast of the Devalian Sea. Tabar has everything you could ever want if you were looking for vice. It has drink, it has comforts of the flesh, comforts of the mind, places to spend your money, to gamble your money. The main strip of the town is lined with taverns, brothels, and casinos, all of which have colorful, illusory signs that, in bright colors that are animated and try to entice you into them.
It really is just Vegas. Okay. Okay.
Fantasy Vegas. but like 50s Vegas, not like today's family-friendly Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So, we start off with Tony. You have arrived at the Vexing Viper, a off-strip bar that looks like it would be a cheap place to stay tonight, as you finger the last three copper in your possession, in your pouch. As you walk into the tavern, tell me, what do you look like? How are you dressed? What's your appearance?
Yeah, I've still got my wizarding robe and a sack with my meager belongings. I'm trying to keep a low profile because there aren't a ton of tabaxi that just kind of, like, walk around.
Mm-hmm.
But just kind of noticing everything and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And really trying to figure out if there's somebody that might have something that I want or need.
Mm-hmm. What color is your fur?
Gray.
Gray? Full gray, or are there stripes or patches?
No, I mean, I've got almost like a tuxedo gray, so white belly, a white, almost goatee and mustache. Green eyes.
Nice. And then your robes, are they colorful or dull? Are they patterned or solid?
They're solid, and they're kind of like a dark, like magenta, and then on the inside a little bit lighter color with some softer materials.
Nice. As you walk into this tavern, you notice there's a lousy bard kind of playing a fiddle half-heartedly on a stage. You know, some it's getting evening. The sun set a little bit ago. Just the kind of last golden colors in the sky, which is hard to see behind all the visual flashery from outside. As you come into the tavern, you see the innkeeper, a big, burly, but old half-orc, kind of squints over at you, and then his face lights up, and he waves you over.
Hi.
So you cross over to the bar. He says, oh, you're late. Oh, gosh. Punctuality is not not your suit, is it?
No, it's not.
He takes a pouch from under the bar and drops it on the table. You hear the distinctive sound of coins inside of it. And he says, that's agreed. It's half there. He says, you just have to take care of the rat problem in the basement.
Oh.
He says, just bring me back a... Bring it back its tail when you've done the deed.
Can you tell how much money is in there?
Roll me a perception check.
I do need money.
Get money.
Jesus. Seven.
You're not sure. I mean, at least... It's pretty heavy. I mean, you get at least 50 coins.
Woo!
Whew. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where's the basement?
Do you take the coin pouch?
Yeah.
Okay, you pick up the coin pouch, tuck it away. And he gestures over his shoulder. There's a doorway. He says, just down the trap door.
Okay. So I go down there and check out the rats.
Okay. So you go down to the basement. It's dark. There's no lights down here. But thankfully, your cat eyes have dark vision. As you look around, you see kegs, various boxes of food stuff, and you see a closed door at the far end, and you hear a scratching sound coming from behind it.
Well, I mean, I can get the rats whenever. I'm going to go check out what's behind that door.
The door with the scratching sound?
Yeah.
These are rats the size of those raccoons you saw the other day.
So you're at the door. You hear kind of the scratching and thumping coming from behind the door.
Mm-hmm. So it's scratching. So it's not like humanoid noises, right? It's like an animal, probably.
So it sounds like, yeah.
Do I have an idea of how big it is?
Scratching is pretty loud, and the thumping.
Okay. Does it sound like it's speaking a different language, or it's just like an animal?
You don't hear any, like... It's
just
not,
like squeaking.
You don't hear squeaking, you just hear the scratching and thumping.
Okay. Can I cast mirror image and kind of stand off to the side while one of my mirror images, like, stands in front of the door?
How long does mirror image last?
1 minute.
Yeah, you cast mirror image. So basically, you know, you'd be opening the door, but if anybody tried to attack you, there's a 75% chance that they hit one of your mirror images instead. So.
Right. So, let's see. How do we do this?
You just cast a spell if you want.
So roll d20?
Mm-hmm. It's an automatic. That one you just saw the max test.
Okay, cool.
And so you pull out your rod that you use to cast spells through and concentrate on it. Say a few words, do a little hand gesture, and it's four, right? Mirror images that split out of you, or is it three?
I think, let's see. three illusory duplicates.
Okay, so three of you just kind of appear, and they're kind of just kind of mirroring your movements exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, Yeah, I'm going to open the door.
Right. You open the door. Beyond the door, you see not a rat like you expected. However, you see a tiefling tied up in a chair with her mouth gagged. She's struggling on the to get out of the chair, which is creating a scratching sound and the thumping sound. You see a pair of bat wings behind her. And then, Caitlin, why don't you describe what else your character looks like and what she's wearing?
Fantastic. She is a teal tiefling with dark blue hair. Hold on, I gotta get this description down. I'm sorry. One second. Yeah, dark blue hair, dark green eyes. She's got close-cropped hair and two horns that go out and back around. Two great big leathery bat wings. She's wearing just not like street kid garb, but like there's nothing fancy about this one. It's a shirt and a pair of pants.
You have chainmail, right?
I do have chainmail by now. Yeah. So I do have chainmail on, which I don't actually know what it looks like. But beyond that, nothing super fancy, nothing super colorful. She does have one ring, one hoop in one of her horns. Is that what you asked for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so you see this person struggling in the chair.
I'm going to keep my duplicates just in case.
Mm-hmm.
My tail comes around and points.
Yeah, and obviously the eye will go up and take the thing off of her mouth and just be like, hey, what's going on?
Duh!
So the last thing you remember...
How the fuck did I get here?
You were having a drink in this tavern, the Vexing Viper, which is one of... Which is one of Talia's places, so you felt pretty safe.
Uh-huh.
And after finishing a drink, you suddenly felt woozy and collapsed.
I don't know what happened, but I was having a drink here, and now I'm about to kill a man. Please, untie me. I am going to go kill a man.
You want to help me kill some rats first? There's some gold in it for you.
How much gold?
How much do I have?
I got a man to kill.
You had a pouch of 50 gold pieces.
Yeah, and then I was going to get more after
that's
I was done.
Yeah.
So I was going to get 100. So, yeah, 50 gold pieces if you want. If you help me kill the rats. The thing is, we can't kill him until after we get the other 50.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can kill him after. But them's the... That's the deal.
Alright. Alright, fine.
Cool.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Tony.
Tony?
Yeah.
I'm Tyka. Fucking untie me.
Okay. So I untie her.
Alright, so right as you finish untying the restraints that are holding Tyka to the chair, you hear a voice come from behind the door and says, I don't know who you think you are or what you're doing, but that there's my rat.
The fuck?
As you both turn and look, there is another great tabaxi standing there wearing... a slightly different colored robes. But instead of a rod, he's got a couple of daggers in his hands.
What are the fucking chances that I meet two great tabaxi on the same fucking day?
I don't know.
He points at you and says, you got, I think, 50-somethings of mine.
Now wait just a damn minute. Am I the rat?
Yeah.
I'm gonna stab him. I'm gonna stab him.
Before you stab him, he says, shouldn't have betrayed Talia.
The fuck?
So, I will leave it up to you. I don't even want to know. If you have or have not betrayed Talia.
At this point, I 100% have not. I 100% have not. Been thinking about it? Maybe. Like, and not like, character notes.
Alright, so, Colleen, could you hand me there some in the box there's some dry erase markers.
I don't see them.
That's right.
You didn't let me say my my world view.
What do you mean?
When he said that was his rat.
I'm the rat!
I was gonna say finders keepers, losers weepers.
I love it.
Right.
I was too mad about being called a rat.
Well, I mean, obviously, it makes sense that you... I mean, you're only going to get 25 gold now, because we're not going to get the other 20.
Fair enough.
We're not going to get the other 50. But, you know, if you still want to, like, split the gold, I mean, we can take care of this fucker. And then if you want, I'll help you take care of Mr. Fucker upstairs. I've got to come up with some better descriptions.
Oh, and then if you want to use a die to represent yourselves on the...
Oh, okay.
On the board. This is the room y'all are in.
Uh-huh.
Also,
and those are the stairs up?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I'd probably just be right in the center there, right inside of the door.
Also, here's your guys' inspiration coin.
Yay!
I'm going to try it, so you get this to start, and then you can earn it through good roleplay or...
These are awesome. How many did you get?
5.
Nice.
Or for role playing to your ideals, bond, flaws, etc. So if you do something that wouldn't be good necessarily, but it would make sense for your.
Okay. Cool.
Then.
I got you.
All right, and then Taika, the Tabaxi. As you squint closer, you recognize him. His name is Two Fangs.
Okay.
One Fang.
One Fang?
I was going to say, it would be funny if he only had one Fang.
his name is One Fang. He is an enforcer for Talia, who gets sent to take out targets.
Huh.
Dude, what did you do?
That is a great fucking question, and I'm going to ask her myself. This is bullshit. What the fuck?
All right, so for our initiative rolls, let me pull up my counter right here.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, Tony, what'd you get for initiative?
we both had the same laugh for the same thing.
minus one.
Six.
Taika.
Seven.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Mine's also a minus one. That's great.
All right, so I'm going to put you guys in the actual squares here.
Okay.
So, One Fang is going to step in to here. So that would actually trigger your
my brace?
Your brace if you
Ooh,
want to use it.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I do. My superiority dice, there's D8s. I'm going to need more D8s. These are like D6s now. Okay. So, roll to hit. Oh, that's a... That's a 9, so 15?
15 misses.
Oh!
Just misses.
Ball, so that's that superiority die used, though. Right?
Yes.
Okay. You don't get it back. Okay. Well, that sucks. That's all I can do with that with brace, is just attempt the attack.
Also, real quick, Colleen, could you roll me 2d6?
Nine.
4 and 5, it looks like.
Yeah.
You're going to get one extra hit point.
I need it.
You have a negative constitution.
Oh, no.
It's like, why do you have so few hit points?
How many hit points do you have?
11.
12 now.
Oh. You need to stay your ass behind me.
I know,
me.
Right? Well, I mean, my next thing is to protect myself.
Yeah, get behind me.
All right, so One Fang steps up. He looks at you and says, I'll deal with you in just a moment. And he's going to make...
Get fucked!
An attack on you. So he uses his dagger. And he's going to... Well, first he's going to shock and grasp you.
Oh no! That's not great. Okay.
AC 19, I think, will hit.
Oof, yeah. My AC is a 16.
So that is... 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And you lose your reaction till your next turn.
Blech.
And then he is going to attack with his weapon. It's a bonus action.
Uh-oh.
11, I think, will miss you.
Miss, yeah. 16.
So he reaches in, grabs you, pumps you full of electricity, and you're able to... And then comes in with his dagger, and you're able to kind of sideswipe out of the way of it. And he kind of growls.
My tail. No.
All right. That is one Fink's turn. Puts up you.
All right. I'm going to hit him twice. Once with my longsword and once with my rapier. First one. Fuck! Oh, that misses. 9. Mm-hmm. Second one. Oh, yeah, that hits probably. 18
yeah.
plus 5.
23? Yep. Oh, yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay, so that's with my rapier. So that's 1d8. Plus 3. Oh, no. Oh. So are the maneuvers a reaction?
Depends on the maneuver. Some are, some aren't.
The riposte probably is. I think it's you use your reaction. Yeah, use reaction. Never mind. Okay. Aw, that's sad. I rolled a 1. So 4 points of damage.
Hey, 4 points is 4 points.
Right? Yeah, that's a 1, not a 7. Yep. That's a big old bummer. That's all I got.
All right. Puts up, Tony.
Okay. Can I... So I can either move or attack, right?
You
can't do both?
You can do both.
Okay.
You get an action, which you can use to attack or move with, a move action, and then a bonus action.
Can I do one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. No, maybe I can't. I don't know how to use these. I might... If I can do that bait and switch thing, that would be cool.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't require an action at all.
It doesn't?
Nope.
Oh, cool. I just want to read it one more time. Because it's weird. It's not even in the same section. Yeah, you just spend a die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So at the end of my turn, I'm going to switch places with you. And I'm going to give you some additional AC. 1. Fuck that. So your AC is temporarily plus 1. So if you do get hit.
Okay.
I guess I really didn't improve your situation much, but...
I mean, plus 1 to the AC.
Plus 1 AC for a half minute.
Yeah.
Right, so Tony, your
turn. Could have been a lot better.
So this one's me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going... Can I get around him?
You're trying to get outside the room?
Yeah.
It would require an acrobatics check.
Okay. I am not good at acrobatics.
Does your feline movement have anything for that sort of thing?
No, it just doubles your move speed.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, let's try it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh no.
4.
Right.
So
rolling really
you're,
well.
You try to roll past him, but you're unable to. So that was your move.
And so I want to cast Blade Ward, which you extend your hand and trace a slight sigil of warding in the air. until the end of your next turn, you have resistance against bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage dealt by weapon attacks.
Nice!
So I should be.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Okay, for now.
Is that concentration?
I don't think so.
Abjuration cantrip.
Yeah.
Nice. What's the concentration symbol look like?
It's a C.
It's just a little C somewhere?
And a diamond, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And how long does it last?
Until the next turn.
Cool. All right, his turn. He's gonna look at you, Tony, and just say, and is going to focus his attention on Tyka. And so he is going to shock and grasp you again.
Bullshit.
Or not. <It's> nine.
Yes!
And then he's going to swing his dagger at you.
Fuck you! Baby.
Natural one.
Yes!
So he misses.
So he misses, and I have my reaction back, or not?
You do, yes.
Because I get my reaction back at the top of the round, or at the end of my turn?
Until the start of its next turn. So you get it back at the start of your turn, yeah.
So when he misses me, I wouldn't have my reaction.
You do have your reaction back, yep.
Okay, so I can use riposte and I can hit him?
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm trying to do?
Yeah, so you can riposte on his turn when he misses you.
Okay. Cool. So I used another one, so I only have two left, so this is my third one. Could use them all right now. So then the riposte...
This is only the second one you've used.
I switched with her.
Oh,
and
right.
I did the brace as well.
Right, I tried to switch, yeah.
Use reaction, spin a superior die to make an attack, so this is riposte. Natural 20, motherfucker!
Nice, and so your superiority die will also be doubled.
Yes!
On the damage roll.
Oh, I'm so excited! Okay, I would have attacked with my longsword, so that's 1d8, so do you want us to roll double dice or double one die?
Double dice, of course.
Roll two dice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't have another D8. Do you have another D8?
Of course.
Because this is essentially 4D8.
Yeah.
Right? This is so much damage for a third level character. This one's a 4. 2 1s!
Oof.
What the fuck? So that's 9 measly points of damage plus 4, so 13 points of damage. I can't believe I rolled 2 fucking 1s on that. Wow. So that was not my turn, though.
No, now you get to go.
Now I get to do my actual turn. So, first attack, longsword. Motherfucker. Can I please not roll with this? I hate this thing.
Yeah.
Can I roll on the bear table?
Go for it.
They're plastic dice. Okay, the first one was a 3 plus, so 9. Second one... See, this is it's better when it's got to extend its potential all the way for you to get the real result.
Mm-hmm.
the rapier, that's 20. So 1d8 plus 3, so 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Got to give it all its potential. So that was 2 attacks. And then I don't have... Ooh, can I action surge? That gives me another attack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I get that once per short rest, so only an action, not another bonus action.
Right.
Okay. Give myself all the room I need here. Another 15. So those are my long swords, so that's 21 to hit. Mm-hmm. And 7 points of damage.
All right, he's bloodied.
Yes! That's what I wanted. All my special stuff's gone now, though! Okey-doke. Cool, that's it.
All right, what's up, Tony?
I think I'm going to try and get away again. So, acrobatics check.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, 9? Yeah,
no, you're not good at acrobatics.
No, I'm not. But I want to get away. Okay,
I mean, you could get moved further away from him back into the corner of the room.
I guess. And I don't have to roll for that?
No, you'd potentially get an attack of opportunity.
Okay. Mm. So I guess I'll do that. I'll just do... What's that, 10 feet?
Mm-hmm. He'll take his attack.
Damn.
12 will hit.
What's, What? How long does bait and switch last?
One round.
Oh, until the start of my next turn.
You take 6 points of damage.
Damn it.
Oof. You stay back there.
I know, right? So at least I have that extra one. And then I still have an action, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck your shit up.
Now, how many of the magic missiles can I do with my wand?
You have 7 charges, so...
So I can do 7?
So, if you cast Magic Missile as a first level spell, like if you look at the card. So, one charge counts it as first level, which I think is three missiles. And then basically every level on that is an additional missile. So.
Okay, so five. Right?
So, what level did you want to cast it at?
I guess, what is the bad thing about doing higher?
Nothing, it's just, you know, if you need it later. But yeah, go for it.
It could deactivate it if you use all seven charges, though.
There's one.
Right, and you don't want to use the last one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah.
So how many charges of your wand would you like to use?
I think I'll just use the three.
Three?
Yeah.
So you're going to cast a third level spell, so
yeah.
Mark down that you've used three charges, mm-hmm. and roll me 5d4.
Because that's three levels, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
So she's getting five missiles. Mm-hmm.
So it's, there's 5 points.
It's a good roll.
Mm-hmm. Another six, so that puts it at 11.
That's
and one more close.
That's awesome, though.
And three. So 14 plus 5,
nice.
19 points. He is looking very hurt.
That is awesome damage for a first level spell, honestly. That's great.
Alright, anything else?
Can I do anything else?
I
don't think so.
Okay. Alright, his turn. What is he going to do?
Fuck you.
Well, and the good news is you have used his reaction without attack opportunity. He has shield, the shield spell as well. And so if you hadn't taken that reaction, he could have just used that to be immune to it.
Yeah. That was one of the things I was worried about.
He is going to make two attacks with his weapon. On you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm ready.
16 and 24.
Yeah, so my AC is 16, so that means he hits, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So two of those a hit.
24 to hit. Oof.
Not the best damage.
Love to hear it.
16 points total for both attacks.
Oof, okay. 24 minus 16,
8.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's very little hit points.
And then he is going to Misty Step back here.
That's an interesting flex.
Actually, here.
Actually, no. Does he leave my range? Oh, I've used them all. Never mind. Mm-mm. Never mind. Wish I hadn't.
And then it is...
Oh, it's only a P.
Your turn, Taka.
Oh, no. He left my rank. Oh, Misty Step doesn't activate an opportunity?
Correct.
Oh, that's bullshit. Can I get to him?
Uh-oh. Oh, it's attacking a fly.
Oh, okay. Can I get to... I can. That's only 25 feet, right?
Yeah, you can get to him.
I can't reach there, so... Can you assist here? And then I will make two attacks on this motherfucker's head. Oh, yeah, that hits 18 plus slots, 16... Six. So that's 24.
Roll damage. Roll damage.
Damage first? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a D8. That is the fourth one that I fucking rolled, so that's 5.
Alright, he falls over unconscious.
Thank goodness. I won't murder him outright.
Alright, so we're out of initiative.
Okay.
So he falls over, slumps over. It looks like he was... getting ready to head upstairs and maybe alert.
Ring the bell.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other exit on this?
Roll me a intelligence check with proficiency.
Intelligence with proficiency?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, 15? Yeah. So, 12... 13, 14, 15. Mm-hmm.
You've heard there is a way out of this basement that is not does not involve going upstairs. As this is a... That was sort of a kind of gang check because you're in the gang.
Uh-huh.
And so you do know that there is a way out of this basement. You're just not sure where it is.
All right, well, I'm going to go through his shit. You all right back there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you're not dead, I guess.
What do you
Me
do?
Too.
What do you, so what do you do, Tony?
I'm gonna come out and start kind of looking around to see if there's I think at first I'm going to look around and see if there are any rats that I'm supposed to kill. But then also remember, oh, wait, no, there's no rats. And start looking for some sort of way to get out, like a crawl space or something like that, because I'm relatively, I mean, I'm human-sized, but I'm small and thin, so. Mm.
All right, so you're searching for secret doors, you're searching the body for loot. Investigation check, perception check.
Perception. Garbage rolls. I got a 9. Very sad. Ooh, that's
16.
That's very good.
Do you add anything to that?
Yeah, I did. It was 13 plus 3.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Cool. All right. So, you, Eka, you search the body. You find a couple of daggers. Nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You also find a coin pouch with about 50 gold pieces in it.
Nice.
Take that.
And you find a, it looks like a amulet that might be magical.
I will take that. I will take all of that.
And then some, like, garbage-looking robes. That are
garbage.
That are covered in blood.
I am gonna...
Oh, he is breathing still, kind of.
Yeah. I'm gonna tie his hands together and steal his boots.
Petty, but I like it.
Mm-hmm. Not because I need him, just because I'm a dick. Piss me off. Try to kill me. Good luck finding more footwear. I know how difficult that is.
You go for his boots and realize that he's a tabaxi, and they usually don't wear boots.
I take something else. I don't know.
Take his pants.
Cut his shirt open.
Mm-hmm.
I lay him out like he was doing something indecent.
Nice.
Just full humiliation. That's what I'm going for.
And I turn around, I'm like, what the hell? What'd you do to him?
I didn't do anything to him, but he's going to have a lot of questions to answer when he comes down here.
I have some questions to answer once we get the hell out of here.
Also, you're looking at like a wall of like kegs, and you realize that one keg has a tapper for some reason, and you pull the tapper, and the wall goes...
Oh, nice.
Bazinga!
Nice! Well, I guess we're gonna have to hang around a while, because apparently I'm marked for death, and you could find things really well. Good job. You found me, you found the door. I don't know why I'm marked for death. That's unnerving. Shall we go?
Yeah.
Let's go. Get the fuck out.
Scatter!
Beat feet! Is there a way to close the door behind us
before
we leave? Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you find yourself in a tunnel that leads to the sewer system that flows under Tabar.
Sorry to interrupt.
leaving the tavern behind you. As you make your way through the sewers, you, of course, pick up on a foul odor.
Ugh.
But you also see that there are people, like, there's little camps of people down here. These sewers are... big and wide, but you know, there's like little side tunnels and passageways that have barrels with fires in them and things like that.
Mole people.
Do I... Probably these encampments Talia doesn't have a lot to do with, right? Except for maybe pulling kids out. That she'll
promise. She doesn't usually mess with these sort of things.
Yeah, they're too poor to matter.
No profit.
Yeah. Would I know how to get us to like? Would I even know of a safe place to stay in the city if I'm apparently marked for death?
You would know. You probably have places that you think are safe, but. Or places that you go to that you, not when you're doing stuff for Talia, when you're Talia, when you're doing things that are more for yourself.
Okay. Would I know how to relatively get one of those places, like a bolt hole or a storage place that I have that I hope no one else knows about? Would I know how to get there from here?
Roll me a survival check.
Okay. Is that a 1? No, it's a 7. Okay.
Survival, not great at that. 8, unfortunately.
You get a bit lost.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So, Tony, you're following Taika, and after about 20 minutes, you realize that you're kind of passing the same encampments that you've passed before.
Hey, I don't mean to question your abilities, but seems like we might be going around in circles. Can I take the wheel for a bit?
I got turned around. I don't come down here very often, but can I describe to her where I'm trying to get us to?
Sure.
Like what quarter of the city and mm-hmm. everything? Mm-hmm. So that maybe... Because I apparently am lost.
Well, I'm really good at maps and directions and stuff, so if you want to kind of...
I could tell you, like, where it's at in the city. I don't have a map.
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay.
Does all right, that work? So, we'll make a survival check with disadvantage.
Oof.
Oh, no. So, the other one was a 5, so that was a 7.
Okay.
All right. So, the other one was lower?
Yeah.
So take the lower one.
Yeah, 5 plus 7. Oh. No, 5 plus 2 is 7. 7 plus 2 is 9.
Oh.
So,
mm.
yeah.
So you, after 20 minutes, realize you're back in the same place. And you hear a voice say, "Y'all keep coming back around here, all lost." And you look and it's you see a kind of tall, older man. His eyes are completely cataract over. He's just warming his hands by one of these barrel fires.
Is he human?
Yeah, human.
God.
I see that happening, and I'll say, yeah, I'm trying to find my way to the White Cloth Quarter. I don't know. Whatever.
So you're looking for your room is behind a brothel named the Look and Touch.
The Look and Touch? That's awful!
Well, excuse me.
In touch.
My nature is coming out.
yeah, so that's... I'll tell him that and, like, where it's at and see if he knows
directions. Oh, the old Look and Touch. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
He gives you
directions. And after another 10 or 15 minutes, you're able to make your way there and back up into the bright, neon-soaked city streets.
I really do know the city very well, just not from that level.
Okay.
So I've got like a basically a room there.
Yeah, there's like a room that you're kind of squatting in.
Yeah, like a store, like next door type thing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Taika leads you in a back alley, up a flight of stairs that look like they're broken, and so there's a little bit of jumping and hefting up involved. And you find your way into a kind of a small safe room. You probably got some
rations.
Some dumpster dived furniture and a place to kind of look out onto the more busy populous streets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what were you doing in that basement?
What was I doing in the basement? This guy offered me some money to kill some rats, and the price was right, so I took it.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight, it was probably for that guy, but... I mean...
It definitely was for that guy!
I never saw any rats. All I found was you.
It is
so.
Me. Apparently somebody thinks I'm a rat, and that is not great.
Don't they know rats don't have wings?
I flicker my wings a little. The sort of rats that they were talking about, doesn't matter what they look like.
At that point, a bat flies by and pretends not to be a thing.
Is there anything that I can think of in the last couple days that would make Talia think that I'm a fucking rat?
No, that's what's unusual about it.
You're not magic, are you? Did you conjure a spell that, like... makes you look like a rat?
No.
Did you have your wings hidden and buck out your teeth?
No. My,
my boss, Talia, she's the boss of this entire city.
One of the bosses.
One of the bosses. Talia's. She says she's the boss.
Yes, she does say that she's the boss.
I toe the party line. I know where my bread is buttered. Apparently it's not anymore. So my boss is one of the bosses of the city. As in charge of a lot of shit. And apparently she thinks I've betrayed her in some way.
Oh, the colloquial term,
I'm
rat.
The rat.
I understand. I read about that once.
Oh, okay. okay. I am feeling really rough right now, though. Like, by a lot. How are you feeling?
I've been better, but, you know, I could probably use a rest.
Okay.
You guys want to take a short rest or a long rest?
Honestly, do you mind doing a long rest?
Yeah, let's do a long rest. Because
I don't have any of my shit. All my shit is gone. So I can probably scrounge up some, like, rations.
Yeah, you've got some rations here, some drinks. You know, this is a place where you often go to either get away from things or... You know, sometimes to keep an eye on the coming and goings for the casino across the street, which is called the Lucky Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, like, a large illusion of a rabbit rolling dice.
That's funny. And how far are we from where I would typically expect Talia to be?
So you're actually technically in a different family's territory.
Ooh,
you know,
not great.
Well, that's why this is your spot. Because your people don't usually come over this way. So the Lucky Rabbit is owned by the Wheatflow family.
Wheatflow family?
Mm-hmm. Talia is Talia. I don't know, is it Talia or Talia?
Talia.
So Talia's last name is Orna, O-R-R-I-N-A.
O-R-R-I-N-A, okay. Yeah. Orna?
Orina.
Orina, okay. Yeah.
So the Orinas, they have the Vexing Viper. They have a casino called Vice and Dice.
Vice and Dice.
And they also have a brothel called the Need Want.
The Need Want?
The Need / Want, yeah. So those are places that are under Talia's control.
Okay.
The Wheatflows have the Lucky Rabbit, the Look and Touch, and a tavern called Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow, which is another rabbit-themed tavern.
Hair Today.
The Wheatflows, the patriarch is a Hairnagon, so... Hence all the rabbit-themed.
And the Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow, what's that?
That's another tavern that's kind of near this area in the Wheatflow part of town.
And the Lucky Rabbit is also a tavern?
It's a casino.
Casino. Okay. Do I know anyone in the Wheatflows organization that wouldn't, like, punch me on sight, typically? Probably talk to me out of professional care.
I'd say, yeah, you've got, like, a perhaps a rival over there, like another young upstart, kind of a similar backstory, but for a different family.
Okay.
Somebody that, like, you frequently, like, come to blows, but also have, like, that begrudging respect.
Yeah, like, if they saw me, it wouldn't be, like, directly punch in the face. There'd be some taunting.
There'd be some banter first.
Yeah, banter. Taunting, banter, depends on how you look at it. Okay. So, I will think about that. Do they have a name?
Yeah, it is a...
Jorn.
Jorn.
I know it's not Jorn.
It's Evelyn.
Evelyn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I know somebody that I can talk to who won't immediately try to, like, murder me on the spot, but she may try to punch me, so just don't worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like flirting. Not really, but kind of.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm not much of a fighter, so I'll take your word for it.
You just stay back. Just act uninterested. Everything will be fine.
So you all take a long rest. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get back all your hit points, your spell mm-hmm. slots. Mm-hmm. Colleen, roll me a d6.
Oh.
Oh, to figure out how many mm-hmm. whip missiles I get back.
You get all three back.
Okay.
Yeah, you all rest through the night. You wake up to the sun rising.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody seems to have disturbed you in your spot, so you managed to get here unnoticed.
Nice.
What do you do when you wake up?
I think I'll count my money.
Because
I got 50, right?
Yeah, you have 50 gold pieces exactly. So now you have 50 gold and 3 copper.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I should actually note my money.
I don't think I've ever had that much money. And is there a window?
Yeah, there's like there's boarded up windows, but there's little spots you can peek out onto the busy street below.
Can I hear any conversations happening outside?
Roll my perception check.
16. Oh, because if I've filled in, that's my proficiency, right?
Yeah.
So 18.
And so the proficiency should already be counted in there if you copied it over from D&D Beyond.
Wait.
So for your perception, what's your wisdom modifier?
My wisdom modifier is +2.
All right, and then your proficiency bonus is also what?
Two.
+2, so mm-hmm. it'd be +4.
+4 of whatever I rolled mm-hmm. here?
Yeah.
So 18.
Okay.
Right? 16.
What'd you roll?
14. 16.
Roll?
I rolled 12.
So it'd be 16.
16.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the numbers that you got there that you pulled from D&D Beyond are already include your proficiency and
okay.
stuff, so you don't have to worry about adding anything to those. It's
mm.
just, you just hear the early morning sights and sounds of Tabar. The city hasn't gotten into kind of full, you know, spirit for the day, but it is also a city that rarely sleeps, so... Any time of day, you can hear people kind of going up and down the streets, hawking things. You hear the morning crew for the look and touch kind of calling out to people walking by. You hear a guy say, "Come on in, honey. It'll be a fun time for both of us." And you hear him, like, drinking a coffee as he says it. And he's kind of half-heartedly barking.
Hilarious.
You see somebody walking up the street with handing out little flyers that say live an extraordinary life, 1 year and only 1 minute. And it was just passing these little flyers out to people trying to get them to go places and do things.
Okay.
But as far as like anything specific, nothing really. You hear couple of people in the alley, like, emptying, like, garbage into receptacles, just being like, "Oh, busy night last night. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you gonna go down to the gladiator pits after this? Gonna go watch some people, you know, tear each other apart? Well, yeah, we're into bar. That's what we do."
Yeah, I think I'll just wait for her to wake up and kind of take inventory of my stuff and... You know, keep an ear out for anything that might sound ominous or scary.
Pekka, you wake up stiff and sore. You took a pretty big beating yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But you're alive. And
probably wouldn't have been if that other Tabaxi had found me.
Well, I mean, especially if you're tied up to a chair.
Yeah, he wouldn't have untied me first, that's for sure.
So as you as you wake up and take kind of inventory of what happened yesterday and the situation, you realize that, obviously, A, Talia thinks that you betrayed her somehow. B, that the betrayal is big enough that she's willing to pay somebody 100 gold pieces to murder you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And three, after you think about it, you didn't betray her, so...
Yeah.
What's that leave?
Uh-huh.
Somebody set you up.
Uh-huh. Sure it is. Mm-hmm. Can I think of anyone who would do that in her organization?
You think about it, and... Honestly, you have a harder time figuring out who wouldn't do something like that.
Fair enough.
Much like the mirror universe in Star Trek, the way you get promotions in a crime organization like this is by backstabbing the person above you.
Yeah. Fuck.
So, I mean, the other thing, too, is if somebody betrayed Talia and didn't want her to think it was them, it makes a lot of sense to shift the blame to somebody else. So mm-hmm. it may not have necessarily even been targeted. It may have been a matter of convenience.
Yeah. Shit. I don't know what to do.
Well, fight or flight.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of planning on leaving anyway, but that means I won't be able to come back. Ugh. So...
If you come back as a rich, powerful adventurer, what the fuck are they going to do?
Fair enough, if I'm strong enough when I come back. So here's the deal. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. I've been a loyal soldier for my boss since I was, like, 5 years old. Like, the soldiering part didn't start until I was big enough to beat other people up. But, yeah, I've worked for her for a long fucking time. And now, apparently she's pulling out hits on me, and I don't know why. So I'd like to go talk to this one person who, like I said, might technically punch me in the face, but it's fine. It's not a big deal. And then maybe we just, what are your plans?
I mean, I'm just out here trying to live my life. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a little sheltered. I don't have a ton of experience in things. So, yeah, I'm just here for the adventure. Hopefully I don't get hurt too bad, and, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed the magic bit and the very squishy bit. I did notice that.
I am very sure. Squishy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But very magical.
I also agree with that. Yeah, so, I mean, I was kind of planning on leaving town anyway. Not under these circumstances. This is very much less than ideal. Like, if I come back before I'm strong enough to prevent it, I'm murdered in my boots type of bad. So, sounds like you're down.
Maybe we can get a job that involves traveling.
I think staying here long enough to look for a job is going to end up with me in a grave.
We'll find a job on the road.
I think that's probably closer.
Okay.
I'd like to try and stop and talk to this person on our way out type of thing. That may also end up involving us just running. So FYI. I'm not sure how that's going to turn out. Good?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Where would I find Evelyn on this day? What kind of area do I think she'd be in?
Knowing her, she has a regular room at the, Winking Rabbit?
The Lucky Rabbit? Or Hair Today?
Hair Today Gone Tomorrow, sorry.
Hair Today Gone Tomorrow.
It has a Winking Rabbit illusion, so like the, kind of neon illusion lights of it is just the rabbit that's winking and holding a mug.
Okay.
And so, you know that she has a permanent room there, so she's probably having breakfast there.
Okay.
You could be her breakfast incident.
I love breakfast incidents. Yes, let's go fuck her day up.
The other thing I'll point out too is you have an amulet, a magical amulet. You don't know what it does.
Oh yeah.
And I don't think either of you have the identify spell. So that's something that you can have identified like at any number of shops along the strip.
I know enough about magic, right? Like if I attune to it, would then I know what it does, or do I this Taika not know enough about magic to know that?
I mean, you could, but it's risky, because if it's, you know, a cursed item, or...
It could be anything.
Could be anything.
Okay. Also, I got this thing off of that guy, and I don't know what it does, and he's a piece of shit, so we're just gonna...
Would I be able to tell?
Yeah, it's a spell that you have to identify.
I don't think I have that.
Yeah.
But you're a wizard, so honestly, if you want to have the identify spell, you can have it. It'll make this go a lot easier.
Yeah. So how do I identify? Just cast it?
Yeah, it's a ritual spell, so it takes 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You also have to have a pearl that costs 100 gold pieces, but I can say that you have that. That's fine.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
Just make sure to note it in your inventory. And also, you know, I don't feel bad because if you sell it, then you can't identify things. So.
Yeah.
Maybe you were desperate enough to bounce to sell that pearl, but you didn't. And now you identify it. It is an amulet of health. If you wear it, your constitution score becomes 19.
Whoa! That is so much! My con is not terrible, though. You should probably wear that. Because your con is a negative modifier?
Yeah, negative one.
Yeah, put that bitch on. Mine's a plus two, so...
It's almost like it's really hard to survive in this world when you only have two players.
Right? That's rough.
So I'll take that health amulet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm adding it to your D&D Beyond inventory right now.
Cool. That's going
to
increase her
hit points
too?
Pretty dramatically.
Nice!
Good.
Fantastic.
It does take attunement, so it's one of the three items you'll be able to attune to. And now you have 27 hit points.
Okay.
Nice! That's only two less than me! Fantastic. And what's her? That makes her con 19 plus 4?
Yeah, 19, so it'd be plus 4. Yeah.
Nice. You're tougher than me now.
All right, so you put it on and immediately feel a little hale and heartier.
Cool. You get a little buffer.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
The vestiges of a hangover from 2 days past go away.
This is the best hangover cure I've ever had.
Nice. All right,
so you look across the street, you see Hair Today Gone Tomorrow with the Winking Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
You got your Constitution amulet on.
I'm going to pull, like, a cloak over my head. I imagine that I do a lot of stuff for Talia. Like,
mm-hmm.
I smuggle, I shake people down. So I imagine I don't, these days, walk through the street trying to hide myself.
Yeah.
More, I'm here, fucking run type mm-hmm. of situation. So
you're also 17 and have, you're a 17-year-old. Every 17-year-old has the confidence of...
I changed that to 23, by the way.
Oh.
I did change that. I'm sorry.
All right. So a little less of that teenage confidence.
But not much. 23-year-olds are dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, their mom, I want attention. Get down. Aw. So sad. So I will wear a hood over mm-hmm. And, like, hands in there. Like, try to obscure the fact that I'm teal, because that's hard to hide. And then, yeah, I'll say, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So we walk on over.
So you walk across the street to Hair Today Gone Tomorrow. You walk in, you see the kind of people having breakfast, people that have stayed here. Tourists, people that have come here from other cities are a lot easier to pick out from the people that maybe work for the Wheatflow family.
They have fanny satchels,
you know, colorful clothing, floppy hats. Whereas the kind of criminal element work in the corners and try not to be noticed.
You can tell by their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
All the shoes. Okay.
Roll me a performance check as you walk in.
Not bad. I mean, it's not a one. Performance?
Mm-hmm.
14.
Okay, so the barkeep doesn't react in any way to you coming into this establishment. What do you two do?
Do I know where her room is?
Roll me a perception check.
Oh, much less. Much worse. Perception. 7.
Okay,
I'm going to have to ask, right?
You don't know where her room is, but you see her sitting at a corner table eating breakfast by herself. But with that failure, what I'll say is that she sees you looking at her and recognizes who you are.
Okay. I will...
So she sees you all cloaked up and trying to look inconspicuous.
As much as a tiefling can.
She cocks an eyebrow and kind of pulls out a dagger and starts cutting her steak with it. And then just kind of giving you a weird look.
I'm going to go right over to her.
What do you do?
I'm going to walk with her, but kind of stay a little bit further away in case I need to flee.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Evelyn, as you get closer, her halo kind of lights up. She's an ASMR.
Nice.
So she's got some sort of divine heritage. And she has, when she gets stressed or excited or whatever, she has a little halo behind her head that kind of starts to glow brightly.
So she's not fallen. She's a celestial. So she's one of the radiant ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool. That's fantastic.
She looks at you, and then she looks at you, Tony, for a while. Gives you an appraising look. And she says, so, what are you doing here?
Can I have a seat?
It's a free bar.
Fantastic. And so I'll pull the chair out with my boot and sit down, keeping my hands hidden the whole time.
The fact that she can't see her hands, like, she's got, you know, her dagger in one hand, and she drops the fork in the other, her other hand kind of goes beneath the table, presumably grasping towards some sort of weapon mm-hmm. or something. She says, so, who's your friend?
The friend...
Do you sit down, or do you just stand there?
No, I'll just stand there. Kind of awkwardly.
She says... It makes me more comfortable if you were sitting down, too.
Okay.
Yes.
She says, you're acting weird.
Yeah. Woke up yesterday tied up in the Vexing Viper in the basement with one fang on my ass, ready to murder me while I was tied to a chair.
She laughs. She says, what'd you do to piss Talia off?
Literally nothing. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. Have you heard anything?
Roll me a persuasion check. She's not sure that she believes you.
That's fair. I'm perplexed. That sucks. 11. Oh.
She's like, you didn't do anything.
I literally cannot think of a single thing that I've done differently. Nothing enough to earn me a dagger in the throat. You've done your own shit. Don't fucking look at me like you're some sort of angel.
She says, I always get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Face like this, it's hard not to. She gives you a wink.
Ugh, face like that makes me want to punch it. Have you heard anything?
She says, feelings mutual. She says, yeah, I may have heard something. She says, but what's in it for me? Why would I just tell you?
What's in it for you? I'm leaving town. So, that's some info.
Says, wait, you're leaving?
Yeah. Bitch sends one fang after you with a couple of daggers with your name on it? You're gonna stick around? You kidding me?
Fine. You didn't hear it from me.
Of course not. I don't even know you.
She says, but, news of one thing, dead is, been percolating all across town.
Well, we definitely didn't kill him. I left him there with his shirt open and his pants torn off.
She says, that's not all, though.
Mm.
They've been trying to keep it hush-hush. But 2 days ago, Gavin Farlight was found with a Tabar Smile, if you know what I mean. So Gavin Farlight is Talia's second in command. And a Tabar Smile, yeah.
Holy shit.
She says, if they sent one fang after you, I think she probably thinks you did it.
Wow. I mean, I am very flattered. I'm very flattered. But that's not what happened. So it was 2 days ago?
She knows. She says, just heard about it this morning. She says Talia's keeping it tight. Trying to, anyway.
That's fucking nuts. Alright, so mental math that my character would be doing right now. What would my character benefit from this person being dead?
I mean, move you up in the ranks.
Enough to kill the second in command?
No, it'd be a bold, dumb play, which is why, you know, if you had done it...
It's really dumb.
It'd be really dumb, and she'd be like, well, this person's really dumb. Clearly I can't...
Yeah.
Can't trust her if she's gonna fucking go after my second
again. So probably somebody pointed the finger at me?
Enough that she... It's not that she didn't even ask you about it. She just sent one thing after you.
Super awesome. Super awesome. Evelyn, this is Tony. Tony, this is Evelyn. I just need to think for a minute.
Hey.
She says, you look familiar, too.
That's a funny story. She's the reason I'm not dead. He's the reason I'm not dead.
What are your pronouns, I forget to ask?
He, him.
Yeah.
He found me. Just before One Fang did. Literally by like 5 minutes.
Oh, that's crazy.
I guess it was mistaken identity. I walked in, somebody offered me some money to kill some rats. I have done way more for way less, so I went downstairs, found her, and was like, oh, hey, you're not a rat. And then we fought that other guy that kind of looked like me. And,
she says, it makes sense. She says, old Vic runs the Viper. His eyesight's not as good as it used to be. She says, but no, you know, look, it's not One Fang. She says, are you wanted?
Oh.
No, I can't imagine why I would be.
It's because I swore I saw, like, a wanted poster with someone that looked like you on it. Roll me a deception check. And you roll me an insight as well.
That tuned me back in.
7.
Now you do have an inspiration coin you can spend if you want to.
Oh yeah, I should probably do that.
14 for me.
I'll take that. You got a 14? They both... Evelyn's just like, okay.
I mean, I don't know if you know this, but I don't get out much, so, I don't understand how I would be on a wanted poster.
Where did you say you were from?
Where am I from?
You're from, Texan.
I'm, from Jackson.
That's the honesty.
Yeah. Because I'm not smart enough to lie about that.
I like that you're looking at the map. Taxum, Umphaloko, the city of cats. Taxum, Umphaloko, the city of cats. I'm like, I'm Taxum. She says, okay. She says, well, I'm not gonna... Wanted or not, it makes no difference to me. I'm not a bounty hunter.
Well, that's good.
And you never saw her. Yeah, sorry. You never saw him to any bounty hunters you do know, right?
She says, I don't talk to bounty hunters.
Is that true?
Probably. Well, I mean, bounty hunters, like, hunt down people like you guys, so...
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, bounty hunters maybe aren't the... You all rely on, like, internal security to handle things instead of bounty hunters. Yeah, bounty hunters operate inside the law. Fuck the law. She actually says, fuck the law.
So, sounds like I can't go home.
You got some.
You know, they say that you can never go home again.
I would love to punch you in the face right now.
She smiles.
If I weren't trying to hide my hands, I would love to punch you in the face right now.
She says, why are you trying to hide your hands?
Because I'm a teal tiefling who shakes people down on the regular. How many people in this town you think don't know who I am?
She reaches into her pocket and pulls out a pair of gloves and tosses it.
Thanks. I put them on. Does that cover me enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
She says, this way you don't look like a monk or something.
Why would I never look like a monk?
Well, just the, yeah, your hands hidden in your...
In my pockets. They're in my pockets. All right. Well, sucks to be me, I guess.
She says, you know, I'd see if we had a place for you here, but...
Absolutely not.
She says, I'm pretty sure you're non-hireable these days.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Once you're marked for death, that's pretty much it. Well,
I hear Rakad's nice this time of year.
I guess we'll have to see. See you never. And I will get up and give you a nod and walk away.
I give her a nod as well and follow.
She says, hey. Don't go dying. She says, anyone's gonna kill you.
You wish. In your tiefling dreams, angel.
She says,
I will walk away on that note. So once we get outside, I will turn to you and say, I am resoundingly fucked. My only option is leaving the town.
Let's go!
Alright, let's get the fuck out of here.
I gotta work on my lying. I'm not very good. Once we're out of town, let's chat about that.
It wasn't very good. It was pretty obvious. Have you seen any of these so-called wanted posters of you?
Oh, did I tell you what day it was? I think I forgot to tell you what day it was. Yesterday was the first of grinning. It is now the second of grinning.
Second of grinning, okay. I didn't mark it down. I didn't write it correctly, so whatever. Have you seen any of these wanted pictures of you so far?
I haven't, but I mean, it's not surprising from what I did.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna put a pin in that. Would I know, like, how far are we from the outer edges of the city right now?
So none of these cities are too big, uh-huh. With the exception of Bronzeport. So, uh-huh. I mean, you're a 5-minute walk to minute walk from...
Oh, from getting out?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Is there some place we could pass by to see if there's any wanted posters hanging?
Of course, yeah. It's interesting because the bar doesn't really go in for the law. But yeah, there is like some boards and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then you've got a few options as far as destinations. There is Taksoon, which is where Tony's from, to the southeast. That'd be an overland trip. You'd go to Umfaloko, the city of cats. That'd be southwest. You could hop on a ship that heads to Rakad or Bronzeport. Lots of tourists come to this town from these towns, so getting passage on a boat would be fairly cheap and fairly easy to do. Boats leave pretty much every couple hours to those destinations.
Okay.
I don't recommend we go back to Taksoon.
Okay, yeah.
I think that we'll be able to blend in a little bit more at Umfaloko.
Okay.
And maybe regroup and kind of figure out what our next steps are. Maybe even get some jobs out of there, because mm-hmm. I'm sure that they've got lots of stuff for Tabaxi to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think teal tieflings really blend in too many places at all, unfortunately. So, yeah.
It'll be nice for once for me not to be the minority somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you start at the edge of town. You, mm-hmm. I assume you pick up like provisions and things for traveling mm-hmm, somewhere yeah. along the way.
I mean, I pretty well just carry everything I own, right? I mean, yeah. I don't have a lot of stuff.
I'll just go ahead and each of you drop like a gold piece, and that should be enough to cover you for the whole trip.
Okay. Okay.
As you make your way to the edge of town, to the southwest edge of town, to the road to Umfaloko, you see there are several caravans heading that way, so you could potentially travel with them if you wanted to. You could travel on your own.
Do you have a preference?
I mean, both of us are wanted. I don't know that we should be trusting outsiders.
I agree completely.
Okay, so you can afford it your own way. And then you also pass a board with wanted posters on it. You do not see any pictures of yourself on there, which does not surprise you, because Talia handles her business internally.
Yeah.
Oh, is there one of me, though?
As you kind of look through them, under kind of couple layers of posters, you see like an old, faded, crinkly poster of Tony.
I'll just take that with me. What's it say?
Murder.
All right, let's go. Good to know you can take care of yourself.
Hi, buddy.
You said it's been five years, right, since you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come here. Meow.
All right, so you all make your way out of town and head towards Umfaloko.
Mm-hmm.
The road is pretty well worn, as Umfaloko is kind of a transportation hub for the Dvelian Peninsula. You're walking through essentially a pretty flat wooded area with warm, muggy air.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of fireflies, the sound of insects,
uh-huh.
and grasshoppers and things like that from the woods, with the occasional animal noise to punctuate the atmosphere, rings in your ears as you walk along the road. What do you all do?
This weather is we're accustomed to it, right?
Yeah,
this isn't anything unusual.
Yeah.
So who'd you kill?
Is there anyone around us?
No, it's just the two of you.
It's just the two of us. Well, it's kind of a long story. So when I was just a kitten, I was taken, really kidnapped, by a wizard, a human wizard. I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't particularly like humans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who
does?
And was brought to a wizard tower in, is it Taxum?
Taxum, yeah.
Taxum. And was meant to be kind of rodent control. And I don't know if you know about Tabaxi, but we don't particularly. Although we look like cats and we retain some of the same traits that they have, we are not house cats.
Yeah.
We're not overgrown house cats. We are people.
No. Mm-hmm.
We have our things. Anyway. So I grew up in that wizarding tower and thought that the only way for me to get out was to learn as much magic as I could. So I did. And one day the opportunity arose and I killed my captor.
Nice.
It was a little bit of a combination of stunning him with some magic and then slicing his throat with my claws.
Nice. Pound it.
That's
awesome.
But I've been on the run ever since, as you can imagine. And I'd really kind of like to find my family that
mm-hmm.
I was separated from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who wants you? Who wrote the wanted poster?
Oh, probably the group of wizards that he belonged to, like the because it was a wizard training, like, college thing. So mm. I mean, he was kind of important, but just a real ass.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're trying to follow rules and whatnot, but yeah, he deserved it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Too bad he isn't alive, so we can kill him again.
I mean, I'm sure some more wizards might come after us at some point, and so we might get the chance to kill pretty much the same
person. Friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm down. I like it. Yeah, that's a shitty roll of the dice.
You're telling me.
Yeah, I was just abandoned as a child, so just on the streets, start to finish.
Yeah.
It's fine. Talia took me under her wing, like, when I was 5, so, you know, I just... Still a street rat, but some sort of protection, so... Until now... Fuck it. I have no idea who killed this motherfucker, and who tried to point the finger at me. After having some time to think about it, can I come up with a short list of who I thought it might be? Like, who may have made that move to kill Gavin?
Yeah. And I'll give that list to you next week.
Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, that's... I just don't know who the fuck... I have a short list of who might have done it, but I wouldn't have benefited from it. They must have thought I was a goddamn idiot to fucking do that. It's fucking crazy. I can't believe it.
I can't believe someone recognized me from a 5-year-old poster.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Is Evelyn like that?
She's sharp.
Yeah, she's a special breed of asshole. Unfortunately.
Because I've really been kind of hiding in the woods the last few years for that reason. And I just came into town thinking, okay, it's the 5-year anniversary. I'm pretty sure that anyone who's looking for me, the trail has gone cold. And also going into Tabar, like... I mean, there's no better place to be on the run. Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Oof. We should practice your lying face. We should take some time and just, like, the next time you tell someone, no, I don't know what you're talking about, just so it sounds more believable. Just that one sentence. So you just, like...
Yeah.
You say that, and then you dismiss it, and you don't say anything else.
Or maybe I can just pretend like I'm mute. And I can't talk.
That's a harder sell, I think.
Is it?
Because what if they punch you? And then you're going to start making... Or if you say a spell, you'll have to say words, and so that'll disappear very quickly.
Yeah, but if I have to do a spell, then they're going to die soon anyway.
I like you. This is delightful. I just maybe a little more practice on the, I don't know what you're talking about.
Fine, I guess.
Just a tiny bit.
I just don't like lying.
Yeah, if it's lying or dying, though. Eh.
I'll work.
I mean, lying is my bread and butter. Ain't nothing I love more than a good lie. It's the way to be.
Lying's wrong.
Is it? Because it's gonna keep your ass alive. Yeah, I'm a criminal. I like lying. That's not a lie. So, I mean, other than additional small chat.
Okay. So you all continue to make your way to Umfloco. It's a multi-day journey. And as the camera pulls out from you two walking down the path, it pulls back just a ways till you see a cloaked figure following the two of you.
No! I didn't make it out, or you didn't make it out.
And that is where we'll end the session today.
Shit! Oh!
Short session, but it is already after 8.
So. Yeah. Cloaked figure following. Well, we don't know that, though.
And so we'll pick up next time. It's milestone, so no experience points. I'll just let you know when you level, but... Good session, y'all.
Yay!
I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm very excited to see where all this goes.
Tony's such a weirdo.
I love it. I love that Tony is at the same time delighted about murdering this man and also lying is wrong. That cracked me up.
Tony's got a complicated moral sense of morals.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Well, I mean, it's justice versus morality, right? The wizard deserved to die. Mm-hmm. That was justice. But lying is wrong because you're being deceitful. I wasn't being deceitful by killing Gregor the wizard. I was just taking justice into my own hands. And
This is going to be an interesting...
morally sound.
It's going to be interesting to see how this rolls out.
Can I leave paperwork here?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for my lovely...
Yay! I'm glad you like it. Is it